Whether it's debate over the role of the American military in the Middle East or how to improve the healthcare system for veterans, the consequences of sending men and women into dangerous situations is on the front pages just about every day. One example, the complex and long-term impact of traumatic brain injuries. Millions of Americans are recovering from TBIs, injuries that are both difficult to live with and expensive to treat. And there's no actual cure for a traumatic brain injury. But Sound Medicine contributor Erica Barris reports on one way that may help ease the impact: yoga. Here's what she found.
And your left toes are going to be pointing towards the mirror. And if you want, you can take this foot a little bit further back. Does that feel okay right here?
On a recent Thursday night, a group of barefoot people are moving through a yoga practice at Bend Yoga's studio in downtown Pittsburgh.
Inhale, arms lift up, stick out your tongue, make a crazy face.
It's a yoga class for people with traumatic brain injuries or post-traumatic stress disorder, or both. People such as Chris Oliger, who says yoga has benefited him in ways no other treatments or therapies have.
Different medicines, and I guess even some physical therapy, it felt more like work and less like healing, less like fixing anything. It was more difficult to maintain. It didn't feel as complete and like as wholesome as this feels, and as motivating, I guess, as this feels.
Oliger, a 29-year-old Army veteran, sustained injuries from blasts while serving in Iraq. A few months ago, some friends started talking up a yoga class they'd been going to at the Wounded Warrior Project's downtown Pittsburgh office. After a lot of urging, he agreed to go. Then he told his wife, Audrey.
I said, "Are you kidding?" Because that's the last place I thought I would see him go.
Jana Leidy taught the class for veterans.
To teach that a Wounded Warrior class, you're a little bit of a different yoga teacher than, say, to go into one of my studios and just teach regular students. You gotta hang with them and kind of play their game.
They didn't initially take to the mat.
Yoga's for girls. Like, yoga's for sissies. Yoga's for, insert a bunch of words I'm not gonna say.
Leidy's Wounded Warrior class ended, but the response she received from her students was so positive.
Tell me that they were sleeping better, that they were, you know, not falling on their face if they closed their eyes, and they'd be like, "Is it the yoga?" I'm like, "I think it might be."
That she started this new class and opened it to all people with brain injuries.
Yoga's weird.
I used to do this in one of my therapies.
Yeah, this is a PT move. Bend your knees. PT's weird too. Bend your knees.
For Jana Leidy, though, working with those who have traumatic brain injuries started closer to home.
Dad? Dad?
Hello.
Hi.
When she was a teenager, Leidy's father, John, sustained a traumatic brain injury in a car accident. His frontal lobe, which affects things such as executive function, was impaired.
To see him, he looks normal, he seems normal, but he couldn't balance a bank account, he couldn't hold a job, he just couldn't do all of those things just because of the injury in his brain. So it was a very challenging way to grow up with that kind of a father. It was a lot of role reversal within a family.
Years later, practicing yoga helped her deal with the emotions she had suppressed around her father's injury. Eventually, she became a yoga teacher. And then on visits to her parents' home in rural Mercer County, she started teaching her father some basic yoga poses she thought might help him.
So, but yeah, this is the first place we ever did yoga, right here. I thought that maybe because it had helped me so much, it could help my father deal with some of the things that all his, basically his therapies, his doctors, his medication, all this stuff we'd been trying for 17 years to like get at, to help him realize he has a brain injury, to help him work with the deficits he has, to help him, you know, just react better emotionally, behaviorally, cognitively. I thought maybe let's give yoga a shot, can't hurt.
Jana's father, John, says while he didn't resist yoga at first, he didn't have expectations for it either.
I thought it was something mystical. I thought it was something that druggies did.
Now, a few years into a regular yoga practice, both father and daughter say it's helped him.
I think there's a disconnection in my injury between my brain, my physical, and my mental. And yoga is reestablishing my physical and mental, because when I do it, I have to think about what I'm doing.
Traumatic brain injury affects millions of Americans. They get them from falls, accidents, and sports. And increasingly, soldiers are returning from Iraq and Afghanistan with TBI. TBI affects everything, from the way you act to the way you move. When Jana Leidy went looking for books that would give her some pointers, she couldn't find any.
You go into a bookstore or Amazon these days and you look up yoga for, and you can find yoga for anything. Yoga for cancer survivors, yoga for domestic abuse, yoga for depression, yoga for sciatica, anything. And I didn't ever find yoga for brain injury.
So she decided to write one herself. The world of traumatic brain injury and yoga is small but growing. Dr. John Rigg is the director of the Traumatic Brain Injury Clinic at the Dwight D. Eisenhower Army Medical Center for active duty soldiers in Fort Gordon, Georgia.
They'll come into our program and they'll see the medical doctor. They'll see behavioral health specialists to deal with mood issues. They'll see physical therapists, occupational therapists, speech therapists to deal with cognitive issues, recreational therapists to help integrate them back into society. If they're not responding to that, they get enrolled in a 3-week-long intensive outpatient program. And it's during that program that they'll get exposed to anywhere from 5 to 6 yoga classes over the course of a couple weeks.
They started teaching yoga to the soldiers 4 years ago, and it took off. Now they have a full-time yoga teacher, a Department of Defense employee, working with the soldiers. He says almost immediately, as soon as they start taking classes, they see results, like better sleep and relaxed neck muscles. And after a few years and about 400 soldiers who have taken the classes at his base alone, it's become a sort of catalyst for change.
There are people that have really gotten a lot out of it. And even for the folks, I think, that haven't followed up with it, it's been a great introduction of how to use the body movement as a healing force. I think that, you know, it's been an enlightening factor, even for people who don't continue in yoga, to see that they can use breath and they can use physical movement to actually change the way they feel.
There hasn't been much research on yoga and traumatic brain injury. A couple years ago, researchers at the University of San Francisco and Harvard published a paper on the respiratory, physical, and psychological benefits of breath-focused yoga for adults with severe traumatic brain injury. It's easier to measure things like breath than it is to measure things like empathy. But those who've been taking the classes say it's changed them, even if they don't fully understand what it is about the yoga. When the Wounded Warrior class ended, Chris Oliger started feeling some of the old effects from his injuries returning.
I noticed then, having stopped doing it for a month, I noticed the difference. And not so much when I started, you know, for the first couple sessions, any sustained change, but I really noticed when I was no longer doing it and sort of more tension coming back. More, I guess, anxiety and just kind of stress coming back. Just didn't have that regular release and kind of like regular rehabilitation of doing the yoga.
So he's back at Jana Leidy's class at Bend Yoga and plans to continue going as often as he can.
Erica Barris is a radio journalist based in Pittsburgh, specializing in mental health issues.